Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is How to Trust God with Faith. If we are going to believe that God will help us, then we need to trust God. We can't sit around worrying about our situation. We can't let our problem cause us to fear the unknown. We can't doubt that God will not help us get through our problem. In order for God to help us, He wants to see that we trust Him and have faith that He will be there for us. Nothing worse than worrying about something that hasn't even happened. There may be a dark cloud hanging over our heads, but it is not going to go away until the conclusion. We need to take our problem and look for something positive that could come out of it. God will be the light at the end of the tunnel. Worrying is also bad for your health. It can cause stress and other illnesses, not just physical, but psychological problems as well. It will also damage us spiritually. Worrying will bring us misery. It will disrupt our lives to the point where we can't think straight or function properly. Fear is a very damaging emotion, probably the worst one out of the three. They say that most people who are in institutions are there because of fear. Fear brought them to the point of mental instability. Seriously, what is there to fear? Most of the time when fear first sets in, you know what is going to happen before it actually happens. Most of the time it doesn't even happen. A lot of fear we bring upon ourselves. We always look at the negative side of fear. Sometimes fear is a good emotion. It brings out our common sense. In some people, it helps them to react to danger properly, and in others, it causes them to panic, in which the outcome could be deadly for them or others. Why do we doubt that everything will work out? It seems that we tend to lean more to the negative side than the positive. We always seem to want to draw the worst conclusions in our mind. Is this the way that we want the outcome to be? Worries, fears, and doubts are not something that we need in our life if we are going to live a happy life. That is why we must turn all our problems over to God. We need to trust God with all our heart, soul, and mind. After all, isn't God our Father? Don't you think that He wants nothing but the best for us? If we are going to make God a part of our life, then we need to trust God. Think about how you would react to someone if they felt that you were incompetent to perform a task that you knew you could handle. Life is not a bowl of cherries. We are going to go through tests and trials. These tests and trials build our strength and faith in God. God knows that we are going to fail from time to time. It's how we learn from our mistakes. When we include God in our life, we need to include Him in everything, and not just our problems. When we pray to Him and ask for His help with a problem or situation that we have, then we need to place it in His hands and seek His guidance. We need to believe that He will handle it, and no matter what the outcome is, look for the positive. So, drop the worrying, the fears, and the doubts, and trust God. Look, and you will see. Believe, believe, and believe. Who is God? God is of the purest love, and he shares that love with us only if we are willing to receive it. To love God in return is the most incredible thing a human being could do for God and themselves. Our will, our life, and our love are about the only things we have that we can give God. But God has so much to offer us, it's unimaginable. Find out what he can do for you. Seek God through his blessed Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, and God bless you, and love one another.